My parents won't attend my wedding, and here's why. You better have a dang good reason. This comes from Greed Princess, who says, so at 24 female, I find myself in a heartbreaking situation. My parents won't be at my wedding. The reason? I refuse to invite their friends. I'll call them the Scots. No relation to Michael that we know. Who made my life a living hell during the year I lived in their guest house. From false accusations to disrespecting my fiance, things reached a breaking point.
Ooh, that's a tricky situation because it sounds like they did a favor and then just became terrible people.
There you go. Do you treat people who do a favor terribly?
Yeah, like if you give someone a favor, does it like are you entitled then to one act of being a terrible person?
That's the question.
You know?
When I stood firm on not inviting them, it led to a family fallout. Despite my attempt to mend things, my parents are boycotting my wedding.
You could say family fallout or a family feud.
You could say a family feud.
You could say a family feud.
Ding, ding, ding. You're the winner. Now, on to the long story. In 2021, fresh out of college, I moved to a new state for a job. Facing high rent, the Scots, family friends of my parents, offered me their guest house for a mere $300 a month.
That's a steal.
That is nothing. Little did I know, this seemingly sweet deal would lead to a year of absolute turmoil. The Scots, longtime friends and business partners of my parents, had three kids. As soon as I settled in, the Scots became excessively involved in my personal life, particularly my relationship. So yeah, you can come in for $300, but we just get to have a say in all of your relationship and everything.
Yeah. And there's a camera here and a camera there and a camera there. And let's just say we're viewing the tapes.
Enjoy. Oh God. The situation took a dark turn as they fabricated scenarios to my parents, accusing me of promiscuity, rarely being home, and even planning to secretly move in with my boyfriend.
Accusing someone of promiscuity? What does that even mean?
You are sleeping around.
Okay.
Which, not your business.
A scarlet letter.
Come on.
Is given to her.
Their disdain for my boyfriend was palpable, treating him with passive aggression, condescension, and even making derogatory comments about him being adopted. What Damn. Sweethearts? Damn.
That's a low blow.
That's insane. Their interference escalated with family meetings where they labeled me as a poor influence on their teenage daughter, criticizing my boyfriend, who they had only met three times.
Yeah, dude, how good of a guy could he be? His parents didn't want him.
God. And I have to add that my...
God, that's so bad.
It is. And I have to
That's
add,
what they said.
That's what they
me.
Said.
That's
okay.
What they said.
Sam's golden rules.
No. If you're adopted...
Never date an adopted guy. Jeff Bezos was adopted.
And he's a pretty terrible person.
And he sucks.
But he's a billionaire.
Correlation? Maybe. My boyfriend and I don't drink or smoke and both have careers. My boyfriend is a perfectly good man and was always respectful to them despite their poor treatment. The dad of the Scott family went to the extent of sharing his marriage problems and lack of a sex life, blurring the boundaries of landlord-tenant slash inappropriate relationships. Who is the appropriate one here now?
Bro, what it sounds like you say is like, yeah, I haven't had sex with my wife in a while.
So, you know, I need some help in that department. How is that worse?
Give him some side eye.
How is that worse than saying, how is that acceptable? Because on one hand...
Oh, it's not. I'm surprised that you would accept it.
I don't.
It sounds like you're saying that's acceptable.
I'm questioning how anyone could accept it.
It feels like you just said, how is that acceptable? Because you're assuming the default is accepting it.
Hey, don't turn this on me because your golden rules are don't date adopted people, okay? don't try to put this on me, sir. I see what you're doing. The breaking point came when the fridge in the guest house broke and they insisted I foot the bill for a $900 replacement.
What? Wait, a fridge that everyone shares?
A fridge that in the guest house that only OP is in.
Oh, I mean, so what are you doing in the fridge?
Being promiscuous.
Yeah, dude. Fridge sex, you know, it's the best kind.
It's really cold.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if it gets too hot and heavy, you got to go into the fridge.
Their influence over my parents was significant, as my parents rarely had my back and sided with the Scots, constantly belittling my boyfriend without reason.
Wait, I'm still stuck in the fridge. Did she break it or it just broke down?
We're assuming it broke down and she is the only one using it.
Hmm.
So one could allege that she is the fridge breaker.
But usually the landlord pays for broken appliances.
Yes.
So unless she's like, you know, actually having sex in the fridge and broke it that way, I feel like it's fine.
It's probably just time.
Yeah, it's probably just time.
Father time.
Father time. That's taking right. Our fridges
mm-hmm.
and your parents.
Ouch. By the end of 2022, I decided to move out with some girlfriends of mine, leaving without saying goodbye to avoid further complication.
Smart.
Yeah.
Like if it's so terrible, move.
Yeah. Cut it out. Move to somewhere else. Fast forward to the summer of 2023. My boyfriend and I were living together in a new state and he proposed to me.
Congrats, OP.
Congratulations. To my surprise, when he asked my parents for their blessings, they were supportive and enthusiastic.
This seems like nothing could go wrong.
It seems like it's all going to end so well, right? Right? My parents were even flown out to witness our engagement. As we delved into wedding planning in the fall of 2023, my fiance's parents generously offered to finance the wedding. Strangely, my mother declined involvement in the planning, claiming she hated it. Hated planning or hated
the wedding?
Or
her
the fiance?
Fiance?
Maybe?
A little sus in the story, but I see you in the comments if you see what's coming up.
Put it down there. Despite repeated invitations from myself and my future mother-in-law, she insisted we handle everything on our own, a departure from the typical involvement of the mother of the bride. My mother-in-law did fly my mom out to New York for wedding dress shopping, which was fun, but my mother insisted on the trip that this was all she wanted to do.
Oh, only wedding dresses.
Oh, she's like, I only want to come to help get the wedding dress. I don't want any other involvement of this wedding whatsoever.
It's a weird line to draw with your daughter who's getting married.
Why? Don't you want to be involved?
Suspicious.
Something is baking.
Suspicious.
And it smells fishy. Winter 2023 brought a text from my dad urging me to invite the Scots, the evil family, the evil landlords.
Yeah. I mean, if she had such a bad experience and the Scott dad was hitting on her, kind of weird. There's no reason to invite.
Why?
Because he's just gonna object at the wedding.
Exactly.
I object.
Marry me.
My wife hasn't had sex with me in years. Please.
I won't make you pay for the fridge. God. I respectfully declined, citing the distress it would cause me on our special day. This refusal triggered a nuclear war within the family. My parents, adamant about the Scots' inclusion, declared they would not attend the wedding.
How are the Scots more important than your own daughter?
This is insanity.
How are you putting your own, like, how are you creating this ultimatum right now? That's it. Like that is insane. It shows how little they care for the daughter.
You are a terrible parent.
Yeah. Maybe she's adopted.
And they hate her.
Although I actually think probably this is all feelings, no facts.
Yes.
I feel like parents who adopt on average love their children more because they made the choice to adopt.
Yes. They were like so intentional. You go through, obviously getting pregnant can be a whole process as well, but like you are.
I've heard it's a process.
We've heard. But it's so the intentionality and the effort you put into adopting a child is big. So if you have biological parents,
yeah,
they don't love you. Sam's golden rule. Ding. We got him again, boys. My dad accused me of starting my happy life by destroying his, and my mother uninvited me to Christmas. Maybe they're replacing her.
Conspiracy theory.
Yes.
They're swingers. They're in love with the Scots.
Oh, that's pretty good. That is pretty good.
But let's get back to reality.
Let's find out. In an attempt to salvage the situation, I apologized and tried to explain my decision. However, my parents were unreceptive, hurling insults and baseless accusations, claiming my side of the family has been canceled. Damn. When your parents learn how to use Twitter and it just comes right back.
Yeah, dude.
To bite you in the ass. My mother then flipped the script and threatened to expose details on social media of my disrespect to the family if I didn't show up for Christmas.
What would you expect? exposed. You would just look like a nincompoop.
Also, she uninvited her. Now she's saying, I'll put you on blast if you don't show up for Christmas. Make up your mind.
Wait, she's saying, I'll put you on blast if you don't show up for Christmas, or I'll put you on blast if you...
My mother flipped the script, so meaning she switched it around, and threatened to expose details on social media of my disrespect to the family if I didn't show up for Christmas.
But didn't she say that she didn't want her at Christmas?
She did, but she's saying now, like, the mom she's flipped flipping. The script, okay. And it's like, all right, you know what? Actually, I do want you here, and if you don't show up, make up your mind, mom. What are we doing?
This is a classic case of, like, if the woman floats, then she's a witch. If she drowns, then she's not a witch.
Burn her at the stake.
Either way, you're screwed. Fucked.
Yes. Make the rules so everyone loses. Yeah. Thanks, mom.
It's just a way to kill people.
God. Despite exchanging Christmas and birthday greetings via text, I have not spoken to them about the situation. The pain of their absence and the harsh words linger as I approach my wedding day. I'm confused. I'm guilty. And I am in pain. The fallout. All because I refused to invite the Scots. And we do have some edits and relevant comments. But basically what has happened is OP is getting married. She stayed at this family's guest house for super cheap, but they were terrible and poisoned her parents' minds. And somehow parents are on the Scott's family side and not their own daughter OP side.
I wonder, have the parents ever been like dicks like this before?
That's a great
question. Like, I wonder, is this a pattern or is this out of the blue? And also, what would you do, John? Ooh. So like, your parents are like, you have to invite the Scots, and they're like basically blackmailing you. Do you just invite the Scots, or do you stand firm and don't invite the Scots and have your parents not go?
Okay, maybe this is unpopular, but based on the Scots obviously sucked to live under. However, in the disbursement of a wedding, I'm making up that word if it's not real.
I think it's a word.
I don't know how much of an effect they will be able to have.
Yeah, it's like, unless they bring up the fridge or something in their wedding toast. Like, I really think this is now not becoming about the Scots though anymore. It's like a bigger familial parent relationship than just this issue. Like, there's something weird going on that I'm unsure of. And like, why is this happening? I wonder, another conspiracy theory.
Oh, here we go.
OP's parents owe the Scots money and they feel like they need to get in the Scots' good graces.
Because why have they stayed friends with them? I don't think they live close. I think
they're business partners or something. Like, they're involved in their, like, monetarily somehow. I think they've done business together. I remember that happening. But going back to reality, there's something fishy going on. But if you just wanted to mitigate this current scenario and not understand where this is all coming from, I probably would just like say, like, all right, whatever, the Scots can be here and they can be at the weird table.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Put them in the corner.
Put them in the corner.
With the dunce hat. Yeah, on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been like, a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
But we have an edit and some relevant comments. So first onto the edit. We are having a destination wedding and the festivals will begin 3 days prior to the wedding. So this is a big grand affair. So if I caved in and invited the Scots, I would have to endure up to 4 days of them.
Oh, it's a destination wedding.
Destination wedding.
So how many people? That means it's a lot less people.
Probably a lot less people, a lot more impact if the Scots show up.
Are the Scots paying for themselves, or does OP have to pay for people that she doesn't want to go.
Hasn't mentioned that yet, so I'm assuming no, but we shall see. So if I caved in and I invited the Scots, I would have to endure up to 4 days of them. I don't want to walk around the resort, instantly get into a bad mood. Also, I'm afraid if my parents decide to show up without the Scots, that they will cause drama. So it sounds like either way, if the parents decide to show up without the Scots, the parents will maybe be complaining.
So it's like, is either the Scots and the parents show up and you're mad that the Scots are there, or the Scots don't show up, the parents show up, it's still upsetting because the parents are going to be mad at you.
Or nuclear option, you say, fine, don't show up to my wedding, mom and dad, and yeah, let them not go.
It feels like, based on the title of the story, I think that's might be where we're going. I think they're going to get uninvited.
Well, we have some relevant comments. This one comes from Useful Commission 76, making derogatory comments about him being adopted. These are a few quotes. Criticizing my boyfriend, belittling my boyfriend. The commenter now says, it seems like a perfectly reasonable decision for the boyfriend and his parents, who are the ones financing the wedding, to decline to invite these Scott people, the family. I don't think the bride or her parents have a choice in this matter. So that's a good point, because it is the fiance's parents that are paying for the whole wedding. So it's like, hey, you pay for the whole wedding, you don't get to invite the people that were insulting rude my son for yeah being adopted.
Yeah. I also want to know what they said.
That's true.
I want to know the derogatory
remarks.
They were
belittling and derogatory.
Yeah. Like, where's your parents?
God.
what do you say?
Hey, Harry Potter, come on out.
Hey, where's the Joker?
That's true.
That's good. That's good. Batman.
I barely see movies. So that one, I almost lost you. You almost lost me there. But then I remembered.
Scared of this bat. Ooh.
But OP responds, my future in-laws don't want the Scots there, but they would be willing to bite the bullet for me because they feel terrible about my parents not attending. They're such good people, but there's no way in hell I'm going to let that happen, especially since they are doing so much for me out of the kindness of their hearts by paying for the wedding. They're footing the whole bill. However, this actually came up in the argument with my parents, and my dad literally said, I don't have to ask your fiance or his mother for permission to invite who I want to be at the wedding of my daughter. Wow. My parents say the Scots did everything out of protection, and it makes me so angry. Entitlement from the parents, honestly. It's like, you can't not pay and call the shots.
Yeah, I mean, do one or the other, you know?
Do one or the other. OP on what her fiance thinks of the situation. My fiance has been incredibly supportive. Most of all, he just feels terrible for me and feels that I have been put in a lose-lose situation by my parents. Either I invite the Scots and be absolutely miserable on our wedding, or I don't invite them and my own parents opt to not attend the wedding. He also doesn't want the Scots to attend, but he would be willing to bite the bullet if I was desperate for my parents to come. However, like many comments below, I don't want to start my life with an ultimatum from my parents. If I cave in now, who knows what they will do in the future? I am blessed to be marrying someone who is patient, caring, and supportive.
W for the fiance.
I don't know about you. I don't know about everyone watching. Comment now what you think. I am leaning more and more toward just like not letting the parents attend. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, like, this should be like a happy, joyous occasion. And the fact that there's all this familial drama going on is just dampening the mood. So just cut out the cancer at the root, which is your parents.
Like, I feel like you could say, I would love for you to attend the wedding, but, you know, good parents would go and just support and be with their daughter and not choose another family over me. So like, show up if you want, but the Scots are not coming. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. But onto this relevant comment on why OP thinks the parents want the Scots there. The Scots invest money into my dad's small business and they split ownership 50-50.
Did I not call that?
You called that. Called it.
Freaking psychic.
In the initial text from my parents, my dad said that he has been losing sleep for months thinking about how he's going to tell the Scots they're not invited to my wedding. I think my dad is afraid that if he doesn't invite them, the Scots will get pissed and pull out of the business. This is speculation, but if this is the case, then some people are right and this is like a blackmail thing. But I don't want to feel guilty. Why do I have to invite people who gave me a visceral reaction of anxiety and stress just because my dad is afraid to tell them no?
There's no way they're going to pull out because they're not invited to a wedding.
I mean, they, I will say the Scots do seem very like petty and weird and stupid. I don't know if they're that petty, weird and stupid.
Yeah, I can't imagine because they didn't even like the fiance. So why would they want to go to a wedding that the person they didn't even like?
I think, well, maybe it's someone they love to hate. That there's a key difference between that. Low key, it kind of feels like the Scots want to go. But the big thing I think is OP's dad has massive anxiety and paranoia that
I feel it's probably more driven by the dad than any real fear what the Scots are going to retaliate with.
I think so. But Sam,
what?
We have
a thick, juicy update.
A big, juicy update.
Let's go.
So on to the update, or quick context from the original post. At 24 female, I find myself in a heartbreaking situation. My parents won't be at my wedding. And the reason, I refuse to invite their parents. So for the update, I woke up this morning to a bunch of texts from my mother. She demanded that I end my engagement, cancel the wedding, quit my job, and move back to their home.
She just turned it up to like 100.
Implode your life and come back. Stop everything.
Because of the Scots.
Stop everything. The Scots don't approve. If the Scots don't approve, we can't do it. We can't live that life.
No.
We have to live by the Scots' approval here. She started saying things like, I know you're unhappy. It's okay. You tried. Now it's time to come home. You have some maturing you need to do. This irks me so much. That is the most.
Also, I love how they're like coming from it from like, oh, we care about you. But it's like totally this warped version of what a parent should be.
Absolutely. Can you imagine your parents saying this to you?
No.
This is insane. Cancel your wedding and come live home with us. You're not mature enough.
Quit your job.
Yeah.
All of your adult life on hold because we're trying to make you more adult.
Yeah.
Like they're literally saying like, come back, move in with us like a child,
literally,
because you're not an adult yet or
how
something.
Will I mature?
Yeah,
let me maybe wild. Be an adult by doing adult things like being married and having a job. Hello, goodbye.
Wild.
My parents literally gave me their blessing for my marriage 6 months ago. Now they want me to change my life entirely because they're mad that they didn't get their way. It seems like the maximum pettiness here. They're like, hey, You don't live your life the way we want. Well, you are forced to live here. But
but like, there's no way that OP is going to say yes to that. I wonder how traditional this family is too.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting kind of like traditional vibes.
I'm getting those vibes as well. I responded and said, this is my life. And if they don't want to respect my decisions, that's on them. Mm-mm-mm. Correct. But I am in utter shock. I am financially independent of my family. I have a great job, a loving partner. How do parents come up with this shit?
But it's not all parents. It's just like your parents that are terrible.
Yeah. Yes.
This is not normal.
Yeah. This isn't like every day we wake up and our parents are like, hey, could you just put your life on hold, recording a podcast for the Worm Army and come back home?
And you just say no.
You say no because why would you ever do that?
Yeah, why would you want to implode your life?
It makes absolutely no sense. But what makes a lot of sense is the next update.
Let's freaking go, dude. I love a juicy, thick, long story.
Oh, yeah, we do. So 3 months have passed since my parents declined attending my wedding. Initially, I found peace and acceptance, looking forward to celebrating with those who would be present and knowing my parents wouldn't be there to ruin it. However, a text from my younger brother, 19 male, shattered that peace, revealing that our parents threatened to kick him out of the house and abandon him financially if he attends my wedding.
So they're blackmailing like more family members.
The 19-year-old brother who's living at home and depending on them had no plans of trying to, you know, pay his own way in life and getting kicked out.
Is this 90-year-old brother who lives at home, no plans of even having a job or adding value to society.
Exactly. Kick him on the streets. But no, this kid is literally screwed if his parents decide
this guy's
to do that.
Screwed. I mean, well, also 19 is like in college still, basically.
What are we doing?
Yeah, dude, that's rough.
Evicting your child
in college who's like just trying to survive.
This is insanity.
Oh man, I feel bad for everyone in this story except the Scots, the parents
and the parents.
Okay, I only feel bad for a select few members.
I feel bad for a few people in this story. This utterly crushed me. While my older brother lives independently, my two younger siblings still live with our parents. Despite my parents' decision not to come to the wedding, I told my brothers how badly I want them to attend, assuring them of my support. When you have to tell your own brothers, hey, just because mom and dad isn't going. Like, I want you there. Where are we at?
We're at a broken family, John.
That is correct, sir.
We're at a broken family.
Ding, ding, ding. You win the family feud again. Ugh. After their shared support, I booked their travel, optimistic about their participation. I was naive to believe our parents would accept this decision. Their subsequent outburst targeted my brothers, leveraging financial threats to dissuade them from attending, claiming they're betraying the family by supporting me.
Yeah, betraying the family by supporting one of your family members that's getting married?
Yeah, be good family like us and refuse to attend the wedding of the person we love so dearly.
How old's the other brother?
19, 22, and 27. The 19 and 22-year-olds are at home financially right. dependent on the parents. Uh-huh. So they're like screwed if they attend this wedding. I offered to financially assist my brothers if they still wanted to attend, knowing they get kicked out, but I realized the difficulty of abandoning familiarity.
Also, that would be a lot of money. Like, how could she support all
that? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's like a destination wedding, so they're probably a little loaded.
And also, I'm trying to see, I offered to financially assist my brothers if they still want to attend, knowing that they'd get kicked out. I'm wondering if OP is offering to help them after they get kicked out.
No, that's exactly what she's doing.
So like,
he's like, hey, if you want to attend my wedding still, I will like pay for your meals and apartment and stuff.
That's a lot for a 24-year-old woman.
Yeah. I wonder like if she married someone who's like super wealthy.
I mean, the parents are paying for the entire wedding and pretty chill about it.
Yeah. So I imagine that family is like paying for not only the entire wedding, but a destination wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pretty loaded.
She rich, honey. In response to this outburst, my brothers called me and proposed an intervention aiming to address the broader familial issues, aka the bigger picture of my parents being abusive.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. I mean, finally.
Hopefully they take it well.
Hopefully they can get this resolved.
I tried my best to explain that this was a bad idea to the brothers. So basically like OP's worried that this would not work and maybe backfire.
But have they had like a proper conversation yet?
I don't know if they have. Despite my reservations, I supported them via phone call. I felt I was bound by sibling loyalty. Yesterday's call confirmed my fears. Amidst vile accusations, I endured personal attacks ranging from insults against my fiance to baseless critiques of our life choices. My father's tirade marked my verbal abuse, culminated in a cruel tirade. Like a tyrant. It culminated in a cruel dismissal of my feelings. Here's a few notes I took during the 2-hour intervention.
2 hours.
2 hours of just yelling at each other. Oh, and
this intervention was like organized by the brothers.
Yes. Mm. Oh, that's got
to
be
brothers. The brothers weren't, I don't think, intending for this kind of thing to happen, right?
No. I think it just shit show. So number one, my fiance is not an intellectual because he likes to snowboard and doesn't know how to have intellectual conversations.
That is something my mom has said, that snowboarders are a bunch of pot smoking hippies.
What about surfers? Many surfers I know are quite intelligent.
I started snowboarding. My mom was concerned.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the gateway.
It's the gateway drug.
You're grinding your way down the gateway.
And then before you know it, you're grinding some weed and you're smoking a toke.
That is a dark, cold path.
Dark, cold. Yeah, dark, cold path downhill. Just directly downhill.
Downhill all the way until you're done. Number two, my fiance doesn't have any royal or noble blood and therefore cannot have intelligent children.
Yo, does OP have royal blood?
Are we Meghan Markle over here? Are we like
maybe
Princess Meghan Kate Markle over here?
Got like a ton of flack for being like a commoner.
Dude, this is, what is this royal blood? Like, I cannot imagine.
Royal blood?
Do OP's parents have royal blood? I so highly doubt that. Maybe.
Maybe they do.
But then that's like, you can't pay for the wedding. I guess the other parents offered to. Maybe they're in high society and they met in the high society circles, OP and her husband-to-be. And, you know, they have a lot of money. They just offered to pay for it because whatever. They didn't counter offer, though.
Noble blood. I wonder if this is like England or something. I feel like I feel like in the UK, people have a stronger concept of nobility.
Definitely.
Yeah, because they have like the old money. They have castle money back then.
They have castle money.
Yeah, like all the Americans were like trying to get away from the castle money, you know?
And they're like, do you have royal blood?
Yeah, dude.
How many uncle brothers do you have?
Exactly, dude. Yeah. How much incest do you have in your family tree?
Not good enough.
Does it look like a wreath? Because if it doesn't, then you don't got enough royal blood in you.
not turning this Christmas, the family tree to a wreath. That's bananas. Number three, it was rude for my fiance to not bring flowers or wine when he flew from another state for the day, ask for my hand in marriage. He asked our permission for the proposal, but why didn't he give us...
Where was the wine?
Where was the bouquet?
Yeah.
Where was the rosé?
And the rosé wasn't even top shelf.
Disgusting.
Gross. It wasn't even from that small vineyard on the east side of France where the grapes look like little hobbit toes.
This isn't from 100 years ago.
This isn't in a cellar in Benjamin Franklin's little bosom.
How dare you?
How dare
Damn,
you?
Damn, I would love to drink wine out of Benjamin Franklin's bosom.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Well, there's one of the most expensive bottles of wine was owned by Benjamin Franklin at one point.
Really?
So, dude, there's like a high chance that he was banging one of his mistresses right next to that bottle of wine.
That is crazy.
Yeah, dude. Franklin juice on that thing.
Could procreate.
Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Number four, my decision to change my job and move to a new state with my fiance is a manipulation tactic.
Oh, wait, no, it's a state. This is not the UK. This is America.
To a new state. That is true. So why do we care about royal? What is this?
Do you have any royal blood, John?
I doubt it. Maybe.
Do you have royal blood?
Producer Riley, what are you looking up here?
I'm trying to subtly
program us.
Let's see here.
By the new computer.
I thought you were going to like pull what up countries? Our family trees or something for a second.
No. What countries refer to areas as states? Because there are some countries that refer to areas as states rather than America.
Yeah, but most don't.
Germany, Australia, Brazil, India.
Australia?
Mexico.
Like a lot of places have states, but no one really like talks about states.
Like we do? Okay. Switzerland. That would make a lot of sense.
Those royal Swiss always putting holes in the plot, in the cheese of life.
There's only a couple like royal families still active in Europe. Like, I think there's like six. They actually did a picture with all the royal children together on Reddit.
All of them.
Yeah. Right. Look up all the royal children on Reddit and we can pull it up.
All the royal children and all the royal men could not put the
all
kingdom
the European
back together again.
Royal children.
We should just take over their castles.
Yeah, dude.
Hostile mode.
Yeah, they're basic. We basically
what
could.
Are they, what are they doing for us?
The images?
Come on.
Look at the images.
That's them.
Yeah, it's them.
That's it?
Current monarchies of Europe.
Oh, we could take them.
But I think there's more. There's some other ones. I don't think that's everyone. They had like all the kids like meet up.
Let's attack all the royals.
Yeah, dude.
And take them down.
They don't deserve to be here.
We podcast for the people. I have heard nair a podcast, kid. Nair a royal podcast
that
from
looks
anyone.
Like a royal kid right there.
Dude, that is a royal little...
Yeah. Zoom in.
Royal little tot.
Look
up,
how royal
over there.
Yes,
is,
John. Bro. I'll zoom in.
That is an English child. Why are English children so adorable and English people so ugly?
That's like a mix. I don't think he's adorable.
I think he's adorable.
He's like English adorable.
Looks like John.
What? How?
White.
He is a white child.
There. Well, you're white too.
I'm so young. We're and
all white. But I'm the darkest of all of us.
Wait till the sun hits me. I caramelize.
Uh oh.
I've never seen it.
Bring us the facts, Riley.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
but I'm bringing us outside. Back to this. I'm bringing us back to this list and keeping you inside. Number five of the list of reasons. My dad said calling people names and insults is the right thing to do when you're mad. Son, someday you're going to grow up. And
that
you're
is the worst fatherly advice ever.
You need to insult people when you think they deserve it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. Number six. My dad said my decision to change my career path is stupid and I am cutting him out of his life.
Dude, you are doing that yourself, buddy. Buckaroony.
Number seven, thinks my fiance's job as a salesman makes him a loser. Number eight, my parents are mad I never offered to invite my uncle that I haven't seen in 13 years who lives in Russia.
Bro, why are they getting mad about all these random familial connections? You're not inviting the Scotch, you're not inviting Uncle Ivan from Russia.
Maybe they owe everyone some money and they're like, you'll have prime
and you
seating.
You do not want to owe the Russians money.
That's correct.
They will break your kneecaps.
That I believe that.
And they'll use like nerve poison to make a hit on you anywhere in the world.
That is ouchy.
You know, they killed a dude in the UK.
Yeah.
Just like fairly recently. He was like, he died on a bench because like they had like the Russian hitman kill this dude.
Oh.
On UK soil.
Wow.
I thought you meant like a dude in England died. And I was like, whoa.
I mean, a dude in England died of Russian hands.
Oh, okay.
Right, I always thought you said some person in England died.
Yeah,
some person in England
yeah, but
died.
No, but it was just some person. It wasn't like anybody.
It was a guy. He has a name.
What kind of guy?
In a family.
A special interest of the
Russian government.
Of the Russian government.
So like a mobster?
No, like a government official.
Okay, there we did. That's a great description. Thank you.
I believe. Actually, I'm not sure.
He was a random guy. They just wanted him gone. Number 9, my dad says my relationship is wrong and he is not happy about it. Says it would be smart to break up. Yeah, your relationship is wrong. So just stop that. Just stop it.
Dude, they're so lame.
Guys, we have way more. This list is going crazy. Number 10, my dad says he regrets not punching my fiance in the face when he asked for his blessings.
What the fuck?
I regret not beating the shit out of your fiance when he asked
for
your hand in marriage.
Yeah, that's another piece of fatherly advice. You know, there's a right time to curse people out and there's a right time to just punch people in the face.
And I know all of them. Good Dad of the Year award. He says it will haunt him for the rest of his life that he didn't punch him.
Seriously?
God. He says the only reason that he gave his blessings was not to hurt my feelings. Number 11 says my fiance's parents are mean for not responding to their texts.
Huh.
But when you're an asshole, why would you respond to the texts?
No one wants to talk to him.
No one wants to talk to him. He's an asshole.
Number 12, called my fiance's mom a bitch. Wow. What did she do to you other than pay for your daughter's wedding?
Hey, John, there's a certain time when it's right to hurl insults at people. And he knows the right time. And then he probably punched her in the face.
Yeah, he's like, I live every day regretting not punching this woman in the face.
You know what? Hey, say what you will about this guy. Man has principles.
He really does,
all the wrong ones, but he's got principles.
And he sticks to
them.
Number 13 said everyone at my engagement party is unintellectual and a redneck, and that they were shocked at the crowd I decided to live around.
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
With rednecks?
Yeah.
Guys, look at Riley in the eyes real quick.
I can't see Riley anymore. This is really beautiful.
I'm going to get a mirror. We're going to get a mirror.
Sam is obstructed from, they made an eye connection.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
But there's nothing wrong with being a redneck. That just means you work hard. That's what my grandfather always told me.
It means you work hard and you duct tape giant fans to inner tubes to go around in a lake.
Yep.
For fun.
This is true.
Dude, that looks so fun. Have you ever done that? Giant fan on it?
Like, no, I haven't.
Because John's not redneck enough. Dude.
I'm not redneck enough. Yeah. I had beef with the rednecks.
You did?
Yes. Wait, there are many rednecks in my school.
Oh.
Were you mad at them? Like, why are you mad?
Because
they're stupid.
They sucked.
What did they do?
They were assholes and they would wear Confederate flags and be terrible.
What did they do? Did they do anything to you?
They'd probably spit tobacco to.
Oh yeah. Spit and tobacco constantly.
They would wear Confederate
flags?
They're
just assholes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Belt buckles. T-shirts,
dude.
Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Flags on their trucks, too,
yes.
Right?
Belts, trucks, T-shirts, flags hanging out of the trucks, all over the place. Phone cases, like,
damn.
Bananas. Yes.
Yeah.
But some might say, weren't the Confederates kind of like local terrorists, kind of?
Yes, basically.
But they don't view the one really bad thing as a bad thing. They were like, oh, that was just a side thing. It was more about state rights and other things.
Wait, I want to know if the rednecks, like, obviously all terrible. Did the rednecks do anything to you specifically?
They would, like, I remember one time I was reading in class, and this guy came up. He's like, well, I was reading Malcolm Gladwell in ninth grade, and he came up. He's like, what are you reading, dork? And I was just like, was silent. He's like, you should put makeup on or some shit like that.
Oh my gosh.
It was like not a big deal.
I'm gonna paint him in a picture completely different. He said, what are you reading, dork? Because he was genuinely curious and wanted to read.
And he identified
but his dyslexia
as a dork.
Didn't let him. And then he said, put on some makeup because he was really into you and he wanted you to be prettier.
That is absolutely false, sir. Yeah, it was that guy. And now he works at Walmart.
Is he
probably
actually?
Probably.
Damn.
This is true. Yeah, redneck behavior.
Yo, that's crazy. So like, are like the most of the, like, what percentage of your school was like that kind of redneck, like dick redneck?
There was I would say 20% hardcore redneck population, and then another like 10 to 30% that were just kind of like, they might have some Salt Life stickers.
What's Salt Life?
So it's like a country, what's that Fox for dirt bikers?
Oh, Fox. It's just Fox.
Fox?
Yeah.
That's what Fox for Rednecks is Salt Life.
Yeah.
So like when they're dirt biking and like putting it on their trucks and stuff like that, it's just the sticker that they put on shit.
So like what are like, have you kept in touch with any of the people from high school?
No.
I have a few redneck friends.
There's a difference between country people and redneck people. Country is your sweet as pie. What can I get for you, darling? Just so sweet.
He's looking right at me as he's saying this.
I'm talking because, you know, I'm having this conversation with you. And rednecks can be fun.
They're a little bit more arrogant, a little bit more.
It's just
stubborn.
Very, very slippery territory with the rednecks.
Very stubborn.
But they know how to tape shit together and make awesome, crazy, dangerous shit.
They just manhandle
which is
everything.
Awesome.
Yeah, tape some like rockets and like some
like redneck activities. 100% like
super fun.
Yeah. Taping like bottle rockets to like a bike. That is awesome. That is awesome. So, anyways,
have you kept in touch with? So you don't know what anyone from high school is doing.
I know my friends from high school.
Yeah.
The only people that I was even remotely close to was that 10 to 30% that were like, oh, they might have some Salt Life stickers and like, but they weren't like really with the rednecks.
What are they up to?
Working at Walmart, bro.
All of them?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All still back home. They all freaking
work
at Walmart. They all had a kid at 18 to 22.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling. Beer gut at 27. They actually look 40 at 27. You want to talk about someone who looks at 40 at 27?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Come at me.
Bro,
anyways.
Yeah. We had completely different high school experiences.
Yes. But then the other 50% was like preppy.
That's bizarre that it's like preppy and...
It was a 50-50 split.
How?
Because of where and how it was built. It was a master planned community built literally on top of a ranch.
A master? What do you mean?
Master planned. It's like, it's basically like, imagine if a mall was a city.
Oh.
They plan out a whole city at once.
Whoa.
And they build it all in one go. And then they sell all the homes. And it feels like a mall, kind of. Like very cookie cutter, very like...
That exists?
Oh yeah, dude. Big time. Florida, like tons of places
like
that.
So there's like the redneck part, and then there's the preppy part, and it's like there's different areas of town.
They bought swampland to build it on. So all the swamp people mixed with all the preppy rich kids coming into the new master plan community, and voila! My school was born.
Swamp people.
Yes.
That's so interesting.
It was an interesting dynamic for sure.
All right. Sorry. I got so on it. Yeah, I was so interested in the John lore.
Sidetrack. Well, you can cut that down to maybe the most interesting bits.
Fuck, dude. That's so interesting.
We have more in this list of reasons that this dad is shit and hates their child getting married. So on to number 14. The last
14.
There's more. I told you this is a big fat list. Number 14. The last minute of the call consisted of my dad screaming at the top of his lungs that I am stupid, idiot, and a dumb bitch. I started hysterically crying at this point. I felt like a little girl again.
He said a dumb bitch, dude.
Ugh.
I can't imagine my parents calling me a dumb bitch.
Dude, this dad is the dumbest bitch I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I've ever seen in my life. Even Sophia would agree with me.
Yeah. I can't even, you're not even allowed to say dumb bitch anymore.
You can't, but you can't. I said it.
Sophia
and
took
I don't
my
care.
Bitch card.
She took it away.
Yeah.
I'm giving it back to you to call this guy a dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah.
I feel like if bitch is used like...
Fun.
I think if it's used like without assigning gender to it, I think it's okay.
Yeah. Like
it's like dude, you know, like dude is genderless. Bitch is genderless. A man can be a bitch. A woman can be a bitch.
I always like being like, go off bitch or like slay bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never heard you say slay bitch ever.
Yeah. Mark the times. Zero. But on to number 15.
That is a lie. Riley has never said either of those things
that
ever.
That is 1,000% correct.
Or like, bitch, please. Like,
I've never even heard
that,
that
either.
Okay.
Bro, you're just lying.
Nice try.
I have.
You lying bitch.
When I, like, to my brother, or like if I get heated in a conversation, I'll be like, bitch, please. Okay, I can't really remember the last time I did it, but it did happen. I know that.
You let us know in the comments if Riley's lying or not. Number 15, relevant. He called me a liar when I explained all of the horrible things his friends did to me and why I didn't want to invite them to the wedding. He even called me a liar when I explained that his friend, 70 male, would try to talk about his sex life with me.
This is his the friends.
Yeah, the dad of the Scotts family would be like, "Hey, OP, man, I haven't been getting it from the old ball and chain, if you know what I mean."
But more ball, or
more chain than ball. God. And finally, number 16. Crying, I explained to my dad, "I just wish you cared about my feelings too, because I am also really hurt and just want you to understand my perspective." He said, "Why the fuck should I care about your feelings? Why? You don't respect me, my friends, or my values. Fuck your feelings, you stupid bitch."
Where's worst this coming from?
Father ever to exist. Lumping the mother in here as well.
For silently agreeing.
My God. My God.
What an awful thing to say to your daughter.
That is, I'm like,
this is, at this point, I'm feeling like no contact.
No contact.
At least for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Like I feel like the father has proven time and time again that he does not deserve to be in your life.
There's zero. Tell us what you think in the comments, but I think this moment right now, absolutely no contact.
Yeah.
This is going to make your wedding miserable.
Yeah.
If they're there.
Agreed.
Honestly, they're now way worse than the Scotts.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, dude. I feel like the Scotts probably wouldn't have been that bad at the wedding, honestly, but the parents.
After the call with my brothers, they said they will still be attending my wedding because this has become an issue of standing up to my father's unacceptable behavior.
Where's the mom?
Where is the mom? She's sitting there being like, "Yeah, tell him, hubby." No mamas. Despite my brother's attempts at defense, we were outmatched by my father's narcissism. Enduring the call was agonizing, yet crucial for my siblings to witness his true nature. Gaslit and invalidated, I feel so dehumanized. Yeah.
Understandable.
I never thought I would someday block my parents. Today marks day number one of going no contact. And that is the end.
That's beautiful. Wait, there's no update?
There's no updates.
I am glad that the resolution was going no contact. This is probably one of the most deserved no contacts that I have ever seen.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I mean, it feels like this is what is needed.
The great news is that she is now marrying in and will have, it seems like, great in-laws.
Yeah. Honestly, perfect time to lose a dad.
Perfect time.
Because he got a new one popping right back up.
Never a better time.
Yeah. A rich one too.
Hey.
That's going to pay for the wedding. Let's go.
Daddy money bags.
Daddy money bags.
Talk about it.
You're upgrading. Adopt a new dad.
But
what?
Is there actually more?
An update?
I think maybe.
Because this was...
No, I don't... No. This isn't...
Yeah, because we read a string of all of the updates strung together. Yeah,
I like to just double check.
That's smart.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Check the last words of the last update. Yeah.
No. This TLDR is the same as the TLDR here. And I just check and it has a list like the other one does.
Right. Yeah. Today marks day one of going no contact. Well, there you have it. OP sounds like she's sailing into the sunset with her fiance and new parents and ditching the old ones.
Yeah.
As she
should. Sink those old parents. They deserve to be drowned.
But you know what I want to sail on the seven seas?
This next story.
Yes, please. Hey there, beautiful. You just reached the OKOP hotline.
It's so hot. You got two big, fat, sexy thumbs.
Big, sexy thumbs. You know what we want you to do with those thumbs?
Stick those little piggies right into Spotify and slide them in OKOP's About section and rate 5 stars.
Or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, God. You're going to make me cum. Comments on how many 5-star reviews we received.
Thanks, beautiful.